There you go.
Oh, for the Panama Papers.
Yep.
Very nicely done.
See what we do here? Full service radio right here.
What's really wild about the newest dump of these papers, the Panama Papers, is that they're searchable. There's a searchable database now. So you can start putting in names of people you might expect to be part of it and see what comes up.
Dr. J, John Najarian, is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. You know him, you love him from the CNBC and from OptionMonster.com, TradeMonster.com. He's the book, How We Trade Options. All of these, along with his brother Pete, who we also love for all of those things as well. And Dr. J, why should we here in the United States of America care about the Panama Papers?
Well, I think it points to not only corruption here and abroad for those that show up in the database, but perhaps, Roe, even more so, shows that there's a real need to reform the tax code here, that there's no real reason that this should exist, and there will always be some places, I'll call them rogue, but places that are outside of the norm where they don't adhere to generally accepted principles of accounting or global trade agreements and so forth. Panama happens to be one of those, but they do it, quite frankly, with a lot of accounts right from Delaware and from jurisdictions within the United States where people set up shell corporations. So it's kind of harsh to just point at them, but certainly they are one of the main, they and Luxembourg, two of the main jurisdictions for this sort of behavior.
Luxembourg?
Why are you surprised about Luxembourg?
Because it's the size of this room. We could invade them tomorrow. It would be fine.
Well, when you look at Vanuatu or the Isle of Man or Luxembourg or any of these places that are known tax havens, you know, for people to avoid tax, and again, avoiding isn't illegal, but evasion is. And most of what we're going to find in these Panama Papers is evasion, not just avoidance of tax, which, again, is not illegal, but evasion.
And why don't we clarify the difference here between avoidance and evasion?
Okay. Well, if you owe the tax, you owe the tax. But trying to avoid paying the tax, for instance,
by structuring a deal that is legally structurable. Right?
Yeah. And or it's just something that most Americans would be somewhat familiar with. If you took a loss on a trade in 2015, you could match that loss up against a gain that you took and realized in 2015. Matching the one against another is indeed avoiding tax that you would otherwise owe, but it is not avoidance. It is avoidance, not evasion.
Not a thing, right.
Yeah.
When the first documents came out, Dr. J, it seemed like it was a lot of largely European names, some Asian names, and they were saying, everyone was wondering what happened. There's got to be a lot of U.S. people who are doing this very same thing, and yet it didn't come out the first time. Do you expect that that's going to change now that we're getting another new dump of Panama Papers?
I do, Anna. And the main reason is that this is just a tremendous amount of data. I guess something like 2.6 trillion bytes of data, and again, trillion with a T. So that's an immense amount of data to go through. However, there are an awful lot of people, some with great skill, who would be able to use this online database and mine it. So having perhaps hundreds of thousands of people eager to make a name for themselves and or to break that news, I think you're going to find it'll move much faster through that than it would if just one government or one regulatory authority somewhere in the world was trying to parse their way through this. So in all likelihood, a bunch of those Delaware accounts that I spoke of where they can legally set up holding companies and so forth will probably be found to be part of that Panama Papers. And then it's just digging through and finding who the ultimate owners of those holding accounts are.
When do they get Trump? When does that happen?
Everyone's already searched all the political candidates, and now they're down to all their people who have donated to them.
Well, I'll tell you what is interesting, though, is you're going to see people here that, you know, Panama and this one law firm, which seems to be the one that was structuring all these things for
Mossack Fonseca
in Panama. is not alone. There are, as Dr. J is pointing out, in Europe, there are people who do this. In the Caribbean, there's people who do this. In the Pacific, South Pacific. I mean, this is all over the place. And, you know, there's a digital fingerprint to everything. So once that's breached, people who think that they're able to get away with this stuff are not going to be able to get away with this stuff. And federal government is going to start trying to figure out how to go after them. And I think to John's point, and we're going to talk to Michael Steele about this in just a second, there is this is what leads to what's being called now inversion, what would become a political term of art, inversion, which is where money is that would normally be captive and native to the United States is leaving to avoid the complications of tax. So if you came up with a simpler, lower tax rate that people would stay with, you'd make more money in the long run because that money would stay here and not try to get away from all of the expense of being here in the United States. And people would be willing to do
risk.
That. Yeah.
And the risk. Not only the risk of being found out, you're 100% right, Ro and Anna, but the other part is the risk that many of these domiciles, I'll call them, for this money to be hiding, have significant risk to them. And I guarantee you, people are nervous, not only that they'll be found out, but nervous that these aren't very, Swiss, okay, very safe. Then when the U.S. tax authorities started cracking down on them, people felt less safe from a I'll be found out standpoint,
yeah,
and started relying more and more on places like various Cayman Island accounts, again, a little less safe than Switzerland.
Right, I read that in the firm.
A lot less safe.
Yeah.
Because what happens when that bank all of a sudden just disappears?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it doesn't happen that often that somebody with billions of dollars just disappears, but they're almost on a monthly basis. Some of these banks will be found to be insolvent in places like I say, Vanuatu, Isle of Man. There are about 22
Crete.
Of these around the world.
Ask the Russians who lost a bunch of dough in Crete when all of a sudden those banks went under. Yeah. All right. So, Doctor, thank you very much. Appreciate it, man. It's always
You're very
great.
Welcome,
Dr. J, John Najarian, OptionMonster.com, TradeMonster.com.